this friendship is just like pointless. It's like every 3 months comedic relief.
They are slowly becoming catch up friends, and I have been quite scared.
Every 3 months that you end up meeting up, you're talking about the same thing.
I have this friend, right? She stole my eggs.
I did nothing wrong, eh?
Are you just a catch up friend? This is your daily catch up friends.
Think so, sir.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. We
have
wow.
I feel like I haven't
so
filmed
long.
In a long time.
We haven't.
We are talking about the topic of friendships, and this is interesting because it's a TikToker that Shum sent to me, actually. So she talks about the concept of a catch-up friend.
Very appropriate. We had that problem in April, guys.
Okay, so the concept is that these are friends, right, that whenever you meet like once every 3 to 6 months maybe, and then whenever you meet up, right, it's just like a Cliff Notes version or like a debrief of what happened throughout the time that you were apart. Mm. And then you say already, the other person say already, then it's almost like an interview that our time to go home already. Mm. And so, right, this person is kind of sharing like her grievance because she feels like a lot of her friendships have devolved into catch-up friends. Like, so people that in uni, when they will hang out day by day, right, then she says like, these people are the people that do life with me. They journey with me through like my ups and downs, right? And then they can see the intricacies of what makes me a person.
Yeah.
And then that's what forms that bond. But now as an adult and then everybody's working, it's just unrealistic to like keep the same closeness. And I just don't have as much time to spend with somebody lah. Versus in school, I go to classes every day with the same person mah.
Right.
So she's saying that like there is this thing that she noticed is happening, and then she's gonna share some tips to try to help you overcome if you've realized that you also are a catch up friend or have catch up friends.
I'm trying to audit my friendships now.
I think yes and no eh, because I also took a look at the video and she was saying that with catch up friends, right, because you don't meet for 3 to 6 months and you only talk about on the surface stuff like, oh, how's the house or how's like the wife or how's the door and all that, that you don't get to talk about certain things. And she, I think she listed like philosophy or like politics or like issues.
You know? Right, right, right.
Wow, I don't like to talk about
but,
that though.
Yeah, like to me, I think it depends on the objective of like the meetups at the end of the day. Like if you're all going out clubbing and having a good time, then it's like,
yeah.
Hey, by the way, I really want to talk about racism. Like, yeah. I really want to talk about poverty. Like right now it's like, is that really the time and place also?
No, but I think it's not just that. It's about like things that you are concerned about and are thinking about, right? But you will not bring up to a catch up friend because you are busy trying to catch up.
So I want to save this for later, but actually it's the complete opposite for me because I have friends that I meet like regularly, and in my life stage now regularly means once every 2 weeks.
That's quite regular.
I thought so too. It's almost like sex.
That's double for a lot of people.
Thank you very much. And then I have like a couple of friends either because of work or because of geographical reasons.
Yeah.
Like we meet like once every 6 months or once a year almost, right? And the friends that I actually meet very rarely, once a year or once every 6 months, we will have like 5 to 6 hour like conversations, and that's the conversation that we get really deep about. And it's the ones that I meet every 2 weeks where it's not deep because it's like
you're doing this on a weekday night.
Sometimes. But like it's like
you see what time you come to work.
No, as in this long 6 hour conversation. But it depends on the objective at the end of the day, because like I also might not want to like hang out with you every 2 weeks and suddenly get into super deep conversations. Like I already spend so much time stressing over like work or like life and all this. Like I just want to hang out and de-stress, decompress.
I think I'm a bit opposite.
Okay.
I okay with catch up friends. Because I feel like I already have a close circle of friends, right? Which if I share something with them, right, I don't have to go into like a full context of why I feel like this.
Yeah, correct.
It's like I already tell them like every like week, right, how I'm feeling already.
Yeah. Mm. You so, do
Yeah, la, like I just
like how? Like what?
Like,
no, like sad.
Like how this happened, but I don't have to like explain like, oh, what I've been through before. I can just say I said, for example, and they were like, it's because
they know what happened.
And these are your catch up friends. No, no, these are my close friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so ketchup friends feel like a little like if when you eat a sweet that kind of like suddenly sugar rush, right? Because suddenly y'all were like, yeah, I haven't met in a long while. Then y'all just talk about random shit. Then you can just be like, la 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 la, then go home. You don't have to talk about like very deep things about your life or whatever. It's just like, have fun.
No, but I think the random shit is what they're talking about. That random shit doesn't need to be deep. It can, it doesn't have to be philosophical in that sense. Mm-hmm. It could be like a what if. Then just sit down there and imagine the what if together. Yeah. Like what if we when we both graduated, we started a company. What if I didn't start a company? What if I joined a zoo like I wanted to and be a zookeeper? Then how my life would have been different. Then we just imagine, then we just crack jokes. I feel like that is already higher than a catch up.
No, but do you not think it's like you go there, you la la la, then you after you move on, you kind of forget about it, right? And then it's just like this friendship is just like pointless. It's like a every 3 month comedic relief.
Great, that's a great friendship.
Yeah.
No, no, but I think
I forget 99% of things said to me.
I think it depends because there's some catch up friendships, right, where you every 3 months that you end up meeting up, you're talking about the same thing as opposed to actually evolving the conversation. So saying 3 months ago, you said this, did anything change or not? Or did you actually act on it or whatever? Then that takes active friendship to be able to listen, remember.
Like remember,
as opposed to like, hey, what happened? And then you're thinking, wait, you asked me this same thing again. Mm. Okay, lol, like, I'll just tell you the story, lol. Or maybe I forgot and that kind of thing.
Like, I feel like it's the housework that I just like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like, where do I begin? Then I try to recap.
Yeah, but I think one thing that I found, right, that was actually quite cathartic for me or like maybe almost therapeutic in some way, right? Is that when I have friends that I meet like once every 6 months and then I realize that I need to kind of tell them that something maybe happened to me 3 months ago, but I've actually overcome it already. Mm. But now as I'm telling them the full story, right, I'm talking about the initial like maybe trauma incident or whatever. And now that I've healed from it, I feel myself talking about it and go, wow, I've actually healed from it. Mm. And it's almost quite nice to be able to go through that whole like journey again to walk them through.
But these are two different types of friends though. I feel like I need a friend, right, that will go through that process with me versus another friend, like at the end of everything, I can be more reflective about it.
Yeah, but it depends also when you're meeting them and when the traumatic events happen.
But I think
also,
what she's saying here is the friends through that process, right, they were with you for a while and then now that you graduated, moved on with your life and everything, then when you come back together, right, she missed that part. She missed that part. Like being able to share everything and anything under the sun with that person.
Yeah.
You know, just because we work together or we like school together, you know.
I don't think I have this friend that Shams is talking about.
A catch-up friend.
Neither do I feel like I need it.
Huh. You process everything yourself.
Yeah.
And so you're saying you don't need a friend to journey with you.
Or no, or rather I don't have.
Okay.
But I don't feel like I'm lacking it.
Yeah.
And I feel like I might be a catch-up friend. But I'm very happy to hear their catch-up. Mm-hmm. But when you ask me like, so what's going on with my life, right? I would think very hard, right? Then I'll be like, nothing much. And if let's say something did happen, right? Then because I processed it and then I healed from it and whatever not, right? I would think back then because I healed from it, right? The trauma doesn't stay with me. I just feel like, yeah, turns out it was a nothing burger, you know? Then, like, you know, when I save game, right? When that whole story is saved into my head, right? Mm-hmm. And then the conclusion is just, oh, back to neutral position or positive position, right? Or small bum, right? To me, it's just not worth telling you because like over it. Like you're going to ask me about it. Then I'm like, no, nah, but it's nothing. You know what I mean? Like everything I say, but I'm okay now, like, you know? Then I'm still feel like so many caveats, then no point.
No, I think because I feel closer to the person, right? When I hear their fears, what excites them and all that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, versus they tell me, oh, now I got a promotion at work. That's it. And congratulations, that's it. But I want to know like why, how hard that person worked towards that promotion or like what were...
You think they remember?
Yes.
Like if you ask me, I'll have no clue.
Okay, or like I want to journey with that person. I want to be part of that process so that I can feel...
No, but you want to be part of this for every friend.
Not every friend.
Anna, you see?
Most friends. I mean, I'm close friends. And I hope that they can do that with me also.
But you think your that's closer friends now are catch-up friends?
I think they are slowly becoming catch-up friends and I have been quite scared.
I think nothing wrong, eh?
No. So, I think from...
I'm just defining myself because I feel like people just catch up to me and I have a great time.
No, but don't you think it's because you're attached?
No. No, because
maybe, you're also attached. What do you mean?
People feel like, bad at 1 a.m. to say, hey, I need a chat or like, hey, can you come over? Man,
no, I feel like you feel very secure in your relationship. So, you don't feel any like, eh, if I have no friend, then mine.
Yeah.
Wait. I cannot say this. The last time I said it, I cannot Okay? I'm surrounded by very wonderful people that I call my good friends. Have. Okay, so to me, right, if I put yourself in that scenario, I'm being called to the boss's office, right? In my head is that I'm scared, but it's happening now. So I'm going to go in and then I'm going to make a story out of the conclusion. That is my head, right? So I will call and then I might text a friend and then catch up the whole story. What happened? Because like no conclusion, then what are you going to... Because I already know what you're going to say. You're going to tell me, don't scare. I know. You know, it's like, Shams, you already tried your best. I know, you know, but you don't really know if I tried my best. You know what I mean? But this is the shit you're going to tell me anyway. So to me, it's just, what's interesting for me as input to you is that if I tell you what my boss actually said to me, if
you have a story to tell,
then let's say I get promoted. So then my entire story was, yo, got promoted. You know, I skipped the process.
But I like the middle part.
Yeah, which is very, but I have this.
Catch up friendships.
Yeah, which is very interesting in that. Like, I'm a very recap person, but being a content creator as a profession, then I'm forced to always tell stories and be in the moment when I tell a story, right? And not tell a story after it has happened.
No, but I feel like that's, I'm now realizing that your friendship concept is so different because it's like, say when you meet up with other people, when you meet up with friends and then you've realized that actually there's nothing much to catch them up about, right? And then you are just talking about these hypothetical what ifs and then you are just having fun in that moment. How do y'all then connect on like each other's lives? Like what's happening in each other's lives and then like supporting that friend? How does that part come in?
Don't you feel like catch up friendships like very superficial-ish? Like not all the time, but at some time when you keep like, hey, how's life? Are you okay or not?
No, but then it means that you are not putting in the effort also, ma.
Correct.
So I feel like it's only catch up if you also catch up.
Yeah.
Because you know, like at one point, right, on the internet, like we were glamorizing like, oh, low maintenance friendship and all that. So to me, I always thought my best friends, right, we are all just low maintenance and that's chill because we are chill like that, right?
And you need those, by the way. Yeah.
After that, right, I start to feel very lonely. And I realized, there's this comment that I read, right? They talk about how she has something big that she want to tell someone, a close friend. But she realized that she needs to go through the catch up phase first before telling them the good stuff or the bad stuff that she's facing.
But that's her damn fault.
Why?
Because she never catch them up. Nobody's up to date.
True.
Yeah. You don't say you want people to keep asking you, what's up?
Correct. So, when I read the comment, right, I felt like, oh shit, is that what's happening to me and my friends? So now I'm putting a lot more effort with my friends. So I will text them random things like, hey, you tell me about your life, can you just drop me random messages so that
Have you gotten any of this? I haven't.
Nope. Clearly you know where we stand, lah.
Oh, no. Alison gets.
Like, that's happy nice. Monday, just like that.
Right.
So you know
that today is a happy Monday, lah. Okay.
No,
okay.
It's like throughout the week.
It's like a convo starter.
Yeah. I see. I have a friend who puts a lot of effort into her friendships. So every day, right, she'll text different groups of friends.
She's not like propping up random friendships in Singapore.
So like even she in the car, right, she'll like show like, you know, she's going somewhere. I want to say, wish me luck. Like kind of, I feel like because of that, right, then I also try to get the habit of if I think of something and I want to tell someone, I just like text straight away. Like yesterday I was listening to this like 90s song lah. Then I randomly text this friend who I never text for damn long about it. Then we had a great like 5-minute conversation about it. And then like, and
actually that is something that I look out for whenever there are certain like references, like maybe like a billboard or like a picture or like something like that happens. And I know actually this person would really love it if I would send to them. I do make a conscious effort to like just take a picture and then like send to that person. And I think that really starts the conversation again. But I think the one thing that is quite painful and maybe it's a little bit closer to what you're talking about, like suddenly realizing that loneliness, is when you do have a friend or had a friend that you were really, really close to and would be very open and share about a lot of things, and you actually notice the evolution of splitting apart or getting further and further away.
Sad. Sometimes I think about it and I cry to sleep.
Yeah. It's quite sad because you know that you are still leaving your heart open for that friendship, but that person's heart is closing. For many different reasons, it might not even be personal for your own.
Yeah.
But then you are like trying and trying and realize that you're not getting it back, and then you don't know, shit, what do I do now? Do I like, the fair thing to do is to go, okay, if this person is not putting in effort for whatever reason, then maybe I shouldn't also be investing so much of my time in this friendship. but you also know that maybe this is just a phase, and then how long do you wait for to put it there? Because maybe the friendship just means more to you than the other
or
person.
Or some people give back a revenge distance. Because you distance from me, I will revenge distance you. But really, it was just a phase.
Yeah.
But I think the difficulty with trying to, how to say, like catch everyone up with my life, because I'm thinking like, is it I am the bad friend? Like I am lacking updates, like I should have reached out more. I should have maybe shared about my life more when this person asked me, oh, how's work, you know? Then, but I'm thinking like there are also a lot of times, for example, I mean, I cannot be close to multiple people at the same time, we understand.
True.
In fact, you literally can't. I think that's a like psychological circle, right? Where it's like acquaintances is like 150, then it goes down to like 50, 10 to 50, and then you have five close friends.
Standard deviation of 5%.
So I remember seeing this diagram somewhere. But then, so I'm thinking, right, if say I have these three people that are from college or what that I'm very close to last time.
College.
But then as life moves on, then they all enter different stages of their life. Maybe they all get attached and then I'm still single, right? And then they put their focus on different things, be it work or like different people. They don't invest as much effort into me already, right? Then I will start feeling that drift also, and then like it gets a bit awkward, like difficult to text this person. And then that's when the rift just starts being like, it grows wider and wider. So then it's then-
Why is it awkward to text this person? Why don't you just begin and say, hey, wow, been a while, yeah. We used to text all the time, huh?
No, but then right, when the been a while become like three times in a row, right?
Then you know,
I text, then it kind of dies. Then it text, then kind of dies, you know? Then
yeah,
it's like, I feel bad for like not replying as much or so. And then that person also never reply as much. Then we're just at an impasse.
This conversation is terrible for me.
No, but you seem like the kind, like even if I never talk to you for a while, then I meet you, right? Then I feel like we meet very often already.
Yeah, so when the whole phase of their low maintenance friendship come in, right? I was like, wow. Finally trendy. I'm in. I'm super low maintenance.
No, I think you are the genuine low maintenance.
I'm like an ecosphere, you know what I mean? You just top up water here and there.
Then you're like,
yes, I live forever.
It's
always
still
in
alive.
Your life.
Yeah, but I think also what you want from the friendship. So like for me, right, I always thought that I can live with low maintenance friends. And I'm starting to realize that I want more than low maintenance friends.
The loneliness.
I had a friend recently that tell me, I won't say the name, right? But this person just recently recounted they were very close to this other person, but they have since drifted. So my friend understands that the other friend is busy and with new things now, but it feels like the effort is missing and that is what's impacting their friendship. And so we were having a conversation about like, how do you measure your quality of friendship? Like what is the love language of your friendship? Because it may not be the same love language as with your
partner.
Romantic partner. Yeah. And my friend then said that, I think it's the effort that you put into the friendship.
Yeah. But it's also subjective though, because someone could be putting a lot of effort.
In my head, I'm like, whoa, I'm right?
They were trying to tell you something with
you all will jo us to do this. They're like, wow, lucky, like today we jo, you know?
Because that person just pour it out to you right now. But like, actually, you also never give enough effort.
No,
the expectation
is right. But to me, that is my effort lah.
It's about consistency, not intensity.
So the problem with low maintenance friendship is that it end up, right, one person is the one that is always putting in the effort to even keep it at a low maintenance level.
Right.
So that's where the problem
comes. But not to say that there is a friend that I don't want to, like, I love that friend very much lah. You know, it's just, like when that friend said, it's about the effort. Then I'm like, oh.
It really is. To me, effort, right? I'm very angry because I feel like no matter what relationship, friendship, your romantic relationship, your friendship, relationship with your parents, everything need effort. I feel like as long as there's insufficient effort on either side, right? That relationship will just
But struggle. How you count as effort though? I feel like in many of my friendships that lost, right? In those friendships, I think I put max effort. And not in the way that Saturday, Sunday, I chill you out. Saturday, Sunday, I chill you out. What you're doing? Let's go. Because like I got my family, then I got Pat, then the Pat had a very navy face and all that stuff, right? So, which is past. Great. and so it's like, cannot lah, you know, but at the times where you are in trouble at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., a text and I'm downstairs your house kind of vibe, right? To me, it's max effort. You know, you never need anything. I got you. You need to be connected to someone or whatever, like a job or whatever. Like I will bend over backwards to make a connection that I believe your other friends can never make happen, even if they want to give you time. So to me, I feel like I put max effort. So to me, I get two feedback. One of which was that I feel like they feel like I drew a wall around myself. You remember I got that feedback before?
No, but
they're like,
but
I was
you
very
were
distant.
The one initiating.
Because
but
no
one
on sees.
One-on-one, not with the
But no one sees that. Like I also feel like I'm the kind that if you call me, I'm like, I'm there. I'm like, I'm always the friend that always, I think I'm very reliable, right? But it may not be the case for a lot of people because they don't see it on a constant like basis. That's something that they activate like once every 6 months, as opposed to the other friend who's always saying, hey, like let's hang out. And to some of them, that's effort, you know?
There's this thing that I recently read about that is called Bits for Connection or Bits of Connection, one of those lah. But essentially, it kills relationships. So I wonder whether it's the case that like they feel like, oh, like only when I need help that I can go to them, but they're actually not very interested in building a personal relationship with me. So whenever like say I send you a meme or whatever, right, that's my bit for connection, right?
Yeah.
And then it's just like ha ha ha, then it just ends there, you know?
Oh my God, five friends that I do this on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly that. No, but I feel like effort is also very, very like subtle because you can clearly see the effort when someone tries to ask for someone to open up or ask to go out. Mm. But there's also the other side of the effort, which is that the recognizing that someone is trying to get you to open up and you don't. And I feel like I have a very specific moment in my friendship group where I didn't open up and I think that created a bit of a rift that I still see today. So like, I remember being, it was very early on in my relationship with Ned and I was on holiday with my guy friends. And I was clearly very distraught throughout the holiday. I wasn't very present. And so they kept saying like, hey, what's wrong? Like, come and talk to us lah. And then like the one that I was closest to would like come and meet me in my room because I was just like, hold up. And he said, talk to the guys, come on, like we talk about everything. And because it was so early in my relationship with Ned, I didn't want to set a bad impression. So then I just said, no lah, it's nothing, it's really nothing. But obviously I just wasn't an active member in the entire holiday group. And so then I think from that moment onwards, it became very weird for me to open up about anything after that, because it feels like
until now.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like 6 years ago, 7 years ago. But yeah, because I feel like maybe it's just in my head, right?
Yeah.
But I feel a perception towards me as, oh, then doesn't open up our stuff.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Anymore.
I think right, what would have been perceived as effort in that case, right, would have been if you just say, oh, like, just something I'm thinking about with like my new relationship.
Yeah, no, it was exactly that. So I think like, ever since that moment, like no one asked, like, you know, like, but I also tried not to like make it seem like, I think my problem, and this is a bigger, wider problem, is that I never like to burden like any friends. So I would never ask them out for like anything because I feel like I don't want to waste your time to hang out with me. Kind of, that's my mentality.
That's very exhausting, you know. The way you carry that around is very exhausting when you clearly need help and support.
Yeah.
And when it's offered to you, then you're like, no, it's damn exhausting.
Yeah,
exhausting for the friend.
For the friend,
yeah, it's exhausting for me also. But it's just something I just can't. Maybe I need a lot of therapy, but like I can't get that out of my head. That at the end of the day, my problem is my problem, and I'll fix it myself. And it's like,
hey, wait, then did you get that feeling on your wedding day that I described? I realized we never had this conversation.
Aww. Go
what?
No, it's nothing. It's a bit dumb actually. I remember on my wedding day at church early in the morning when everyone started streaming in and the groomsmen and the bridesmaid come in, right? And then for me, mine was very early, right? Mine was like 9 a.m. or something like that. My first feeling was, hey, sorry, you all have to wake up and come here for this shit. Did you get that vibe on your wedding day?
Like burden.
Like you feel like you burden.
Thankfully, his wedding was in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, afternoon. Yeah. I see. Yeah. I thought it was like
no, but I think I did feel, and like my groomsmen would think that I'm stupid for feeling this, like, but I did always feel bad like that they have to help me out with everything.
Yeah.
I was so exhausted in leading up to my wedding because I tried to do all the work that they need to do for them so that they had like the least amount of stuff to do.
Which is not a good tip, by the way, to plan for your wedding.
Yeah.
You should delegate. I mean, do most of the heavy lifting, right? Your friends are not paid to help you. Do most of the heavy lifting, but really involve your friends in the process so that they make themselves envision that night.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
If not, when things cock up on that day, I literally don't know how to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on the note of trying to fix catch-up friendships, do y'all have any advice or anything that y'all have realized worked for you? So for example, what the TikToker, which is actually called Bianca, sorry, I haven't mentioned her name so far. So Bianca actually was sharing that like what she does is she sends voice notes to her friends. Because sometimes it's just like the story so damn long, right? It's so difficult to type and then I need to type for 15 minutes and then after that, I'm so tired and then I need to repeat this story to 5 groups of friends and then it's just impossible. So she'll just like record a voice note and then, oh, you know, this. It's almost like last time people would just get on the phone and talk. Lo.
Voice notes are damn red flag for me. Yeah.
Hate voice notes. Yeah. Especially when we start text halfway, then you voice note me, right? I'm like,
oh, that's my mother.
You assume you that we're driving. I think you assume that I have,
I mean, a space where I can just
blast your shit.
Yeah.
For her context, it's like, if I know that someone is telling me their life story, then I just listen when I can. No,
no, but then if there's no like, this is my life story. Then,
oh, okay. So need
then
the,
like, I have to summary. Press, then like, hey, hello.
No, you need like a thumbnail.
Yeah, like at least I'll be like,
come at me lah, right? Put some effort, about, you never put effort,
like,
never keep
about
it.
About no, me, then.
About me.
Then I don't like when I have to reply the voice note with a voice note, right? Then let's say I laugh it, I'm like, ha, when I let go, right, then it never went. Yeah. Then I laugh again. Then I was like, okay. Then I'm very stressed. Then I'm like, I mean, you're not genuine.
No, we all done it. Hey, that was a great story. Wow. That was a great story.
I think that's the best story you've ever told. Oh.
Wow. You always had to kill a moment in it.
Oh, I always meant it as a compliment, but everyone always takes offense. Like nothing
no, it's
else
not so backhanded.
Before.
It's just like, I was telling John the other day, there's no nice way to say good for you.
And no, but I never think too much. Yeah,
no, you can say I'm happy for you.
Edison, good for you.
That's quite good. No, that was terrible. That sounded so pointed.
Okay, I'm happy for you.
That's no,
okay.
You must say
no,
good for you.
No, must say
right?
Good for you. Then, you know,
good for you.
You know, clap. Good.
No, that's not
then I got promoted at work.
Good for you.
Oh, you're not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
That's not bad.
Okay.
No, I see. Theory failed. No, there's no way. There's no way.
It just sounds so sarcastic. Okay, anyway.
Sarcastic.
I want to say that as a way to like kind of break the cycle of like catch up friendships, as something that worked for me, I think if you're part of a big, large group, right, it's very hard to get everybody to hang out all together all at once. Mm. And it becomes like further and further apart the catch up. So what worked for my friendship group is that we unintentionally just happen to form smaller groups based on certain interests.
Like CCA.
Yeah, exactly that. So like within the bigger friendship group, there's like the gaming group that will game every single night. And then there's also the football watch along. So now it's gotten to the point every weekend, right, we're on Discord watching football in our own homes, but we're like commenting together. And it's quite cute. And so we're like, and that's actually where we do catch up about random things.
Y'all should stream it.
No one will watch, like, so lame and like we're quite offensive.
Then a lot of people will watch.
Exactly.
But the fun part is that it's private, man.
True. Whether it's like, it could be gymming, it could be golfing, it could be all this random stuff. And then like, you just, like, I'm definitely not part of the gymming group, like, as you can tell.
No way. That's the most honest thing you've ever said.
Good.
You good, see, for, good for
good
me.
For you.
Thanks, man. I took no offense in any of that.
No way. Let me try again.
Then tonight is
no, okay, out. I have a tip because I realized I was thinking of some friendships of which what kind of conversations do we actually have, right? And I realized I feel like I don't have catch up friendships, but maybe I'm the catch up friend.
Maybe all your friendships are catch up friendships.
No, I think I
maybe not catch up with you because you don't say anything.
No, they catch up with me because I don't say anything, but I got nothing to say back.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's me daily catch up with them. Yeah, but they don't catch up with me because either they already saw it on Instagram or whatnot, then they already commented on it, then we had a little mini sidebar at the DM section already, so like, we're done. Yeah. Or like, they will see something, then they will text me, then we're done. So when we meet, right, me saying it then feels a bit flaunty, because if I post about it by virtue, it's usually a good thing, right?
Yeah.
And I think with many relationships, I think John Paul brought this up before, there are a certain group of friends, and he didn't like it, but to be honest, I rather enjoy this with my group of that particular group of friends, which is that because we are bonded by a shared trauma of an experience, right? Be it NS or be it in your first company for me and all that stuff. We always meet up and the jokes always go back to the same few moments that we relive over and over again. But it's f***ing been a decade.
Yeah.
But we will still relive those jokes until our partners get really sick because they were not there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm okay with it. Like, I think.
I love it.
I cannot.
Yeah, it's damn good.
I love to like gossip about the past.
Yeah, it's damn fun.
You remember the time then?
Honestly, the story changes over time. Because you all will build. Then you have different memories of it, right? What might be a very sad story, right? You might suddenly, as you say over the years, it becomes a very funny story, right?
Yeah.
Then you start adding insults, right? Then you start imagining yourself, right? When that thing happened, actually, roll your eye, but you did not roll your eye. But whatever, I just run with it.
No, it's true. Yeah.
But this conversation is so draining for me.
No, but what?
Like, not exciting anymore. Like, why am I keep talking about it? Why do I keep talking about the past? Like, if this happened, this fact happened. Yes, okay, move on. Like,
but is that not what you want in your friendship? You want to tell them everything about now?
I want to tell them my thought process, like the process of things, not the last week I did this. Sure, but then during that, right, I was thinking about this.
No, but I think he's saying that it's like, for example, that is the shared memory that y'all have.
Yeah. It's the reason why you're friends almost.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, but that's sure. But that's like not every time. I meet you every time we say the same thing.
Yeah. No, but we got a lot of stories.
Yeah.
Like when I see satay with Sheena, y'all know Sheena. When I see satay, I remember the time she threw my satay on the floor. Yeah, and I will give her shit for it until I die.
Yeah. I have this friend, right? She stole my eggs.
That's weird.
You were roommates, so she stole my eggs. Every time we meet, right?
She's a surgeon. I'm kidding. Okay,
no,
then
she stole my eggs to cook, and then I like no eggs. Then I was like, from then I was damn angry at her. Then that's the only time I angry at her lah.
Uh-huh.
Then from then on, every time we meet, right, she always say sorry about the egg, sorry about the egg.
Good. Yeah.
The egg, we like, you eat more, okay? You eat more.
But these are the little things of doing life and these little moments.
Then I just think that, like it's been like 10 years and we still joke about the egg.
Yeah.
She like, okay, next time I want to eat your egg. Yeah, okay.
I actually feel like it's easier to talk about thought processes and things like that with people that you're not super close to, or maybe not your closest friends, because then you're actually more into engaging into like that conversation. I feel like with the closest friends, you just want to have fun and be idiots. I feel like
I have this particular friend, right? Last time we grew up, right, we deviant together, and you know, we made our own punk rock bands, that kind of stuff. So we like hang out with people that take drugs and all that stuff. And then we hang out with people dead, right? So like that kind of scene one.
Scene, yeah.
And I remember I would always sometimes like when he's in a dark place and whatnot, I'd be like, why don't you come to church with me? He like too smart for religion kind of vibe. You know, like it does not make sense. It does not add up kind of.
Jump
if God exists, why is there no one? And then he suddenly had a very monumental period in his life. And then he pivoted. And then he went to the ultra light side. Like, if I say it, everybody know who I'm talking about. Like, you know.
Father Terrence.
Yeah, I'm just going to say it. Like. So his name is Josh.
Yeah.
So he's now a pastor.
Oh.
Yeah, and he really found God. He speaks to God. And now when we meet, right, he will leave and say, John, can I pray for you?
Oh.
Wow.
You know, that kind of stuff. And like, really switch. But the weird thing is that we no longer connect at that level that bonded us.
Yeah. Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
But I'm so happy for him. Seeing him.
Good for him.
You know, yeah, really. Good for him. It really is so good for him. Hey, that's how you say it.
No.
You gotta.
We can only say it in third person. We can only say it in third person.
Yeah. And now you see him really turn over that leaf, right? So when we meet and we catch up like once in a year now, because he's based in Australia, right? We don't have the same conversations or bond the way we used to bond because I'm still somewhat in
the
ghetto.
Yeah, I'm still in the ghetto. You know, and it's with this particular friendship, right, where I recognize that my success and accomplishments or the things that I'm interested or I think is funny may not be as appealing to him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It does not matter to him. Oh, you know, I exited from the company. You know, like to him, it's like immaterial. You know, I'm a man of Christ now, you know? And for him, if he's going to tell me about his pastor stuff, he's worried that I don't care.
Mm.
Yeah, which genuinely I'm not that interested in, but I'm genuinely interested in how do you train to be a pastor, how's life living in Australia, that kind of stuff, right? And so when we meet, right, I realize we don't talk about our life. Because I'm afraid I bore him, he's afraid he bores me.
Do you miss that? Do you miss that old friendship?
No. Because I think something always comes in to fill that void. You have different friends, right, in different seasons at different phases of your life, and they are here to give you one takeaway. And if you get the takeaways that you're supposed to take away, right, that season must change. If not, you cease to grow as a person.
Oh my
you
god, I strongly believe
this,
that.
You must internalize this, that no one is meant, everybody that comes into your life was sent to your life, but not everybody was meant to stay forever. Some of them supposed to come in and hurt you, then they will leave. If not, another person will be sent to hurt you until you learn the lesson. So like whenever shit happens, right, you must figure out what is the lesson I'm supposed to learn here.
Then am I clinging on to my friendships yes. too tightly?
I don't know. Like, I don't know your friendships.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think it's recognizing. Like so something that, I mean, because I talked about losing friends and all that. It may not necessarily be about the same group, but like I think something that I'm consciously trying to tell myself, and some weeks I'm great, some weeks I'm not great, is recognizing which are the friendships that still give you joy. Like you put in a certain effort and you see it back. In this phase of my life, I don't make friends easily, and the ones that I decide like, hey, you know what, I want this person to be my friend, I really put 110% effort. And so when I feel like I don't get even close to half of that back, it gets very exhausting, and I'm trying to audit my life and go, is this fair for me? There's nothing offensive, there's nothing negative about it, it's just me looking out for me because I cannot be putting, there's only a finite amount of resources of social energy or whatever that you can put in, ma.
What is so appealing about that friendship that does not please your soul, right? That makes you want to go back for more pain.
I think it's because it's very easy when you look at it in hindsight. Oh yeah, that friendship passed and you naturally just... But I feel like I am in that moment of it splitting, and then it becomes very real, and then you try to hold on because you remember what the friendship used to be like six months ago, a year ago, and you go, those were f-ing amazing. Like just moments like that, just... And you took for granted and you maybe wish that you were there in the good old days. And so like... Then you're trying to hold on and you're in that dilemma where you go, the crossroads where you go, should I really give this one last push or should I just let it go? Lo?
And with the one last push, there's also like expectations and then disappointments. Lo.
I mean, it's so complicated and I don't want to drag this on, but then it's also realizing, is this just a phase for that person also? And realizing, and I think like one thing that helps is obviously conversing about it and understanding from that person's point of view, but it's also like looking at that actions and looking at how that person is with other people and stuff like that. And you just realize that maybe again it's nothing malicious, it's just the way how friendships work, lor.
And I do think that like you need to be able to recognize the moment you want to let go, right, so that you can more consciously invest in other relationships like you mentioned. So for example, for Shams, right, like even if you had these close friends that you feel are very hard to let go of because they have been your friends for like 10 years, like since like last time that you're close until like now you're still now and then try, right? But then, so that is difficult to let go of. And then because of that, then you don't recognize, right, that there are actually more so-called beneficial friendships, right, that you could have been building.
Yeah.
I think it's also the fact that I find it very difficult to, it's easy for me to make friends, but it's very difficult for me to keep friends. I don't have that energy. So like, say I choose you to be my friend, right? Like what he said, I want to give you 100%. And if I don't get it back, right, it's very hard for me to move on.
Yeah.
Because I want to choose you already. You don't.
No, but what does 100%? Exactly. What does you give me 100% look like? If let's say you want to try and befriend me, what does you giving me 100% look like?
Like, I'm very like sensitive to your, maybe your emotions and all that. Your day to day, your achievements, the small things. And I want
so
to
you will
for
congratulate
you.
Me and you.
Yeah,
check.
I will text you. I'll check in on you. I'm like, hey, how's your day today? Like, I will do a lot of effort. I'll ask you to hang out with us.
You're really invested in their happiness. Like you remember that these are the things that they're worried about.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Yeah. Like, I want to choose a friend. I want to celebrate that friend.
But do you sometimes not worry that they feel like you are suffocating them? Especially if that person in their life, right?
Yeah.
That person's like, I'm not saying this is beautiful, okay, and I hope you never change, okay? But I think sometimes when you do it with someone that already has a Shams.
Yeah, I understand
that. And they have invested in their Shams. And now you're second Shams, right? And it feels like I need to be present for two Shams now. And now second Shams is exhausting.
No, I think that's why it's so precious. Like when you find like that person.
Your
that
Shams.
Is, yeah.
I did talk about that. And I told one of my best friends, I told her like, very straight up, like, it's okay if, I want to let you know that you are very important to me and you're my best friend. But if you don't feel the same, right, I'm totally fine. But just so you know that I want to put in effort in this friendship. But
that
if
is so cute.
Yeah, but
I
if she
die.
Feels
yeah.
uncomfortable, then she can tell me. Or like she will hint or like she ghost me or whatever. But she hasn't. So thank God.
No, but then how to say, like in you telling her that, that does she then reciprocate the level of friendship that you are looking for? Or like if she doesn't, it really doesn't matter to you. Because just now what you are saying, right? It sounds like you are putting in this 100% and then you are not getting that back, and that's what's making you feel lonely.
But you're telling them that it's okay.
Yeah. So at the start, that was me, ma. So at the start, right, I was telling her that, right? Then at first it was still okay. We were both busy with our own lives. But recently I've been feeling lonely and all that, right? So I did try to put in effort, lor. I made it obvious. So now we are going on a trip together soon.
Okay.
And she's excited. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to make sure that we have more things that we can look back and talk about.
You know what's crazy to me is the idea of a best friend label. I think if two people find themselves to be best friends, even if for a season, I don't think it needs to be said, because I feel like the first person that say it puts pressure on the other person.
As in, you're saying that if she says best friend, then a friend might feel pressured because it's like, oh, if I don't give you this back now, then you will have no other friends that you're as close to?
Or I feel like I need to make a choice.
Right.
Am I leading you on? Because it's like a relationship now, right?
I feel like I manipulated my friend. But she was... She didn't reciprocate
the
going at
the trip. Oh my God.
No, she didn't reciprocate at the start. Like, not like immediately. We were close friends, but she also has many other close friends. Mm-hmm. And she never told me that she never told me that, oh, you are my best friend too. Never. Mm. And I was okay with that.
I think friendship, like dating, right?
Yeah.
Has some form of irony to it. In dating, we always talk about how we want someone that's genuine and true and be yourself with each other and all that stuff. Yeah, at the same time, you also know that every relationship that come together got play game one.
I think the reason why friendships are so difficult, and at times actually it has brought me a lot of pain, sometimes more often than my relationship, is that relationships are exclusive and the expectations are so. So when you know one becomes exclusive, it's very clear cut that there's a problem. But with best friendships, right, it's not exclusive. Like, I can tell you, I think for more often in all the seasons of my life, more often than not, someone who I've chosen my best friend does not choose me as their best friend. So then you always feel second best. You always feel like, how come no one's trying to be like as close to me as I want to be as close to them? And like, I think eventually you realize that it's easier to just have a group of great close friends than to put the pressure in yourself to try and find a best friend.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to get to a stage where, like, they're not going to say, okay, we exclusively best friends.
I think my definition of best friend is a bit different. Like, I have a few best friends. Doesn't make sense.
No, so you should have included the one off in your message. Because it's true to you also.
No, but she knows. I have two best friends.
Yeah. I think like my main takeaway from the conversation we've had, right, is two things. So one is the bits for connection thing that I talk about. So even if you feel like this person check in with you, say like, oh, how's work? Then you like, Sandy is like the fifth time that like we are having this same conversation without... That is very superficial. Then I think like you can give them like a small summary to let them know that, okay, like something is going on. I still kind of want to involve you in my life, right? But I'm just not in the mood to like pour my heart out to you at this moment. Then maybe like, okay, we catch a date, then I'll share with you more. Then the second thing is like to create new anchor moments. So I realized that like you are probably able to identify an anchor moment in each of your relationships or friendships, right? Where it's like, there's a moment that like, I'll always remember with that person. To go on activities, say like a trip, or like say John, like somehow always planning activities followed by food.
To be fair,
and
Pat,
that,
I don't
want
to take any credit. Pat,
thank you, Pat. Yeah, so like creating activities that will give you memories, right? Instead of just like, oh, every time I want to catch up with this person's life, right? It's just like, oh, over the phone, like get on the phone, talk for 45 minutes, or like, oh, we just go and catch a quick meal for 2 hours, then we just part for another 6 months.
Mm. Yeah, like do things, like I really do things. Yeah, and do things. Not everything will create a memory. But you will do once a month, and then one of it is something that you talk about for the next 5 years.
Thank you for watching today's episode. We hope that you have had some form of takeaway, and comment down below the name of your friend that you want to catch up with. Okay, see you in the next episode. Bye bye.
Share them with them,
share this video with the friend that you want to catch up with if you have a lot to talk about. Okay.
Wow, it's so easy for me. I tell you, this group of friends, right? I love. I just say, hey guys, I feel like going escape. I don't even book one.
Someone didn't book one.
Within the show, they tell me the date. John can't show up. Wow, f***ing best.
It doesn't feel like a friendship.
No, but you see, but
I like that guy.
I'm just like
butlers. Yeah, but I initiate. You know, I give the ideas. I'm the ideas guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Love. Or like when they tiebreaker, then I don't care. I'll just pick the first one, you know? Then we'll do it again. We'll do number two next month.
Okay. But you know, we cannot ignore the person in the group that says yes to everything. That person also a lot of effort. A lot of effort.
Yes. Shout outs to that friend.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.